tips for choosing the right college for your son, your daughter, or one of your grandchildren? How do you know which college is right for them? How do you know whether they're inflating the tuition prices and if your students are being taught by graduate students or bona fide professors? How do you know once your child or grandchild gets into college if that's the right school for them? We'll discuss all these on today's Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. Welcome, Dr. Ivan Philby. He is the president of Greenville University. Dr. Philby, I'm so honored to have you as my guest today to talk about such important questions.
Good morning. It's so wonderful to have the opportunity to talk about what are really important issues in this cultural moment. Let's get into the questions, and thank you for the opportunity.
In the news recently, there's been so much talk about the exorbitant tuition prices versus the quality of education. So how do you know whether the school has a lot of hype or whether it has character and quality education?
Well, there's a number of things I look into, and my background was within a top 100 university in the world in Europe, and our emphasis there was not on students at all. I mean, our emphasis was on research and publication and writing and grants. So what I think is important at undergraduate level is that you have professors who are trained to teach well and that they're invested in the young men and young women within their classrooms. I think that's vital. And so at undergraduate level, I much prefer a teaching institution because the professors are trained to teach well and not just to spend their time on research. So one of the shocking things at some of the Ivy Leagues, for example, is in the first couple of years, it's not your superstar professors, it's graduate students who are doing much of the teaching. That is a hefty fee to pay to get graduate students. I think perhaps the most shocking thing we've heard in the news recently, though, is that some parents will pay effectively huge bribes to get their son or daughter into a major name university. I'm just so surprised by that. I'm shocked by that. Having worked in a major university, I can absolutely say the teaching at a smaller regional university has been equally as good, if not better, because our focus has been on students and student welfare and student learning. We often say that great teaching begins where the student is, not where the professor might like them to be, and we want, you know, each of those students to learn well. So I honestly don't think at undergraduate level that's a good investment. For some people it is because they're interested in gaining the network of relationships that perhaps an Ivy League or a top private might give when it comes to job hunting. But that's only seeing just part of the outcome of education. My focus is also on not just the first job, although our students do well, but what will that student do for eternity? That's part of the way that I want to measure that.
Dr. Philby, in choosing a college for your students, what tips can you give students and parents about choosing the right one? And then what pitfalls should students avoid?
I talk to parents. I mean, that's part of my role, both at the university and then around the country as I meet with parent groups. This is what I tell them. You know, check out the university, if at all possible, if you can visit the university, because then you get to meet the professors, you get to sit in a class, you get to look around the campus, and you get to envision where your son or daughter might be. So I encourage them to do that. I don't encourage students to apply for 20 or 30 universities, but that just shows people have not really done proper preparation work. You know, go onto the website, see what is being offered at the university. Do they have the major that I think I want to study? Knowing that nationally, 40 to 50% of students change majors through their university career. So if my son or daughter wants to change their major or wants to double major, will you facilitate that? If my student needs additional tutoring help, will you provide that? Can my student go and knock on their professor's door and ask them questions, or is that something that's not really expected? will my student ever be in a professor's home with their family around their table so they get to know the professor more than just someone who stands in front of them and who professes, but as a life mentor? I think they're important questions. And I know from my own children, their experience has been different. When they, at one of their schools, it was in a larger city, there was no expectation of students to really know their professors. At a place like Greenville, it's a high value of our professors to know our students well, because then we can care for them and mentor them and help them to go through that maturation process from 18 to 22-year-olds and then as young adults as they graduate. This is what I tell my own students and what I tell parents and prospective students who visit Greenville University. I'm up very upfront with them. I'm upfront, first of all, about the values of the institution. I say we're not an institution for everyone. We're first and foremost a Christ-centered educational institution. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be a follower of Christ to come to Greenville University. And it doesn't mean we're going to push you up a corner with a baseball bat and tell you what you have to believe. But it does mean we are going to live our lives as intentionally as we know how, so that whether you are starting your relationship with Christ or that you've never considered the call of Christ on your life and what that life of surrender and repentance might look like, wherever the student is on that spectrum or even the parents, we want to make them curious and we want them to go deeper in their followership of Christ. And so we're upfront about the type of institution we are. We're upfront that we have lifestyle expectations. You know, we're a dry campus. We don't want students drinking, because it's often when students are drinking that that's when in different institutions we have all of the problems we sometimes see in some of the secular universities. So we're upfront about our values. And then we talk about what the student experience will look like. So I will not hire a faculty member who is not able to articulate not just their academic area. So if I'm choosing a scientist or a business professor or a historian, I want them to be excellent in their field. But my conviction and our conviction is we don't understand anything fully until we understand it in relationship to Jesus Christ. And so all of our classes are trying deliberately to understand and explore our disciplines through the lens of faith. And then I talk to them about the experience in our residence halls. Every one of our residence halls, we have a senior student committed to Christ, who loves Jesus, who works as a resident chaplain. He or she, so we don't have commingling dorms. We have male dorms and female dorms. The young woman resident chaplain in a female dorm, she's working to get to know every one of the students in her charge. She's working to develop relationships. She prays with the students. She helps the students understand Scripture. She encourages the students to go to chapel or different seminars. She encourages students to get involved in small groups we have on campus. Because we know none of us do our Christian walk alone. We need a community of people to help us to walk together as we mature in Christ. And so I do that to reassure parents. And I have to say, some students, when they hear that, said, this is the last place I want to come. And that's fine. But, you know, for others, they want a different experience. Some do want a larger university experience. Some want to be in a Division I school. Some want perhaps majors that we don't offer. And, you know, so then perhaps not going to be the best fit for us. But the many who come, their experience is good here, and we're very proud of that. So hopefully that addresses some of the fit issues. You know, every university is going to have a tour. We're going to take you to the places we want to show you. Meet our students, because these are the people who are going to influence you. These are the people likely who will become your friends for life. And are they people like you? Are they people who share your values? Are they people who are going to help you to go in a good direction or a bad direction? And then just my final point on this, Judy, is I tell parents really that often the overlooked and underestimated value of education, one of the most important outputs is the group of friends who are going to walk through life with you. This is a time, particularly for traditional undergrads, 18 to 22, that you are making friends for life. And those friends can be friends who positively impact you all of your life, or they can be friends who dilute your passion for Christ or take you entirely away from your passion for Christ. And so I ask students and parents to think carefully about the institution, who they will be surrounded by, and will that institution help them to grow as deep Christian men and women who think carefully about their faith and live passionately into their faith, or will it be a place that takes them away? So I think that's one of the
that
real
is so important, President Philby, because in today's life, friends, true friends, are hard to find. There's so many instant mashed potato friends that you have for a while. And so it is a great way to make lasting friendships is in college.
Yeah, very much so.
President Philby, will you join me for the next segment of Encounter?
Oh, very much so. Looking forward to it.
We will be back. Ivan Philby is my guest, president of Greenville University in Greenville, Illinois. Stay tuned. For more Encounter shows by Judy Redlich, go to judyredlich.com/radio. We're always looking for sponsors for this website and great show ideas. Email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. In the St. Louis area, listen to me on Tuesdays, 1:30 p.m., KSIV 95.9 FM, 1320 AM. I'm Judy Redlich. We're back. Dr. Ivan Philby, who's president of Greenville University, is with me today. We're talking about the hot topic of colleges and universities. How do you know which one is right for your student? And how does the student know which one is the right fit? Dr. Philby, students constantly are looking for the right university or college. What about the colleges? Are they looking for a particular breed of students?
Universities do things differently. Some will just take anyone who wants to come. Some will take anyone who has enough money to pay those fees. At Greenville University, we're very intentional in the students we want to attract here, and we emphasize character and service. So, for example, this year we started a special scholarship we call Panther Preferred, which we had additional admissions questions for the applicant, and we were asking them to tell us about a situation where you've demonstrated resilience, where you've overcome something, because we know students with that type of resilience, that type of grit, perform well, regardless of necessarily their academic test scores. As long as their test scores meet our minimum, we can admit them. And then we're looking for students who have served. We believe that our life is not just about meeting our own needs, but serving others. And so let me give you some examples. You know, the student who has worked in their youth group at their church for a number of years, or helping with younger children, we want to hear from that student. The student who has helped with mentoring other students at school or in a community center, we want to hear from that student. The student who has had to take extra responsibilities at home, perhaps because a parent is sick or a sibling is sick or a grandparent is sick, and they've had to overcome some of those additional care responsibilities. We want to hear from that student. The student who is from a more economically challenged background, who's had to hold down a job through high school to help save for college. We want to hear from those sort of characteristics are demonstrating that this student has got some character. And Scripture still talks about the importance of character. You know, a person's name, a person's character is of great value. And once someone's character is destroyed, it's very, very difficult to win that back. So high character is important. And then high service is important.
And I think when you think of Christian universities across the nation, they have those same high values, because character and the types of things that we just talked about aren't necessarily those that the world promotes.
And I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I think this cultural moment talks about almost what anyone, whatever anyone wants to do, they can do. There's a time of very little rules or respect for authority. And we're looking for students who are creative. They're young people, so they're going to be fun. They're going to think differently at times. But people who we can partner with the view of how can they use their God-given talents as they move forward in their life to make this world a better place for the glory of Christ. And that's exciting. So we're very selective in the type of students, not selective in terms of their academic backgrounds. We have some students who will do well in any university in the nation. We have some students who have struggled perhaps in their high school, often with standardized tests.
I was just going to ask you about that. The standardized tests, how important are they? Maybe looking at the Ivy League schools and also on down, including the Christian schools, how important are those scores on those standardized tests?
So I think it depends on the type of university. In the highly branded privates and Ivy Leagues, they're very important generally because they're part of the bragging rights of the institution. Hmm. We only take people in the top 3% on SATs or ACTs. So they use that as competitive bragging rights. And even sometimes in the fee structure, one university might say, oh, we don't want to charge less than this other university because we want to be the most elite. And so they leapfrog each other each year in fees, and you see that. The test scores are important, so this, you know, we do look at them, but we know people with modest SATs and ACTs have this character quality, and perhaps they've not always been in the school system, or perhaps they've had some educational disadvantages or they've not had the appropriate help to overcome. And we have story after story after story of those students. And here's the thing I really love about our institution, is we have a lot of first-generation students who come here. By first-generation, I mean students whose parents have either not had the opportunity either to attend or did not fully complete undergraduate university education. We have about 30% of our students are students from those families. We want to help graduate the first people in their families because it's going to help change the trajectory of the entire family in such positive ways, and that's very exciting. So for us, you know, the test scores, we want, obviously we don't want students to come who don't have, you know, the capability of passing the courses, because we don't want students to take, you know, significant investments in something that won't help them. The last thing we want is a student to leave with some college debt without the qualifications.
Dr. Philby, what about sports? A lot of schools put emphasis on sports, but forget maybe about music or some of the other fine arts.
I think that's true. So I think at Greenville we have a balance. So certainly athletics is important to us. It's one of the great ways that young men and young women can learn some life lessons, learning to win well and to lose well. And we have a real emphasis on character. So in our football program, for example, we're always talking about, you know, it's not, the opposition is not the team opposing you. The opposition is making sure you're playing against, you know, you're improving your own game and that you're exhibiting the character of Christ on the field. So, for example, you know, we just had our men's basketball team just this last season scored 200 points in a game, which I think is the second highest score ever in an NCAA game. And this is what the coach says. He said it on regional television. He said, you know, this is what I tell my students. I say, do not be conformed to the pattern of the world, even in sport, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So Romans 13:2, and that's what he tells our students. Don't be conformed. Don't act like the people in the world. Act like the Christians God is calling you to be. But to balance that, we have a wonderful music program. So we've had a choir that always tours every year. We have a very strong audio engineering program, so some of our graduates have gone on to win Grammys. We have a strong music industry program where some of our graduates are managing major bands in the nation. We have a worship arts major where we have students who have gone into worship ministry into so many churches. We have a We have a music education major, and we have just many people who've gone into teaching the beauty of music in high school. And then we have the Factory Theater, which we run between our students, our faculty, and our community, where we'll put on musicals. For example, we just had a couple of Broadway stars doing an acting workshop on campus and then performing in the Factory Theater. And so we believe in this rounded education. We want people to play well on the athletic field, and we want people to be enriched by the beauty of music and the arts, because that enriches all of our lives. That's the value, I think, of a rich Christian liberal arts institute.
A rich cultural Christian institution where real values that Jesus Christ gives and wants us to follow has. If a student is already in college, what key questions are there that parents should ask to make sure their student is still in the right institution getting the quality education they need?
Yeah, so I think this is a really important question. As a parent myself, that they were the questions I would ask. So the first thing is many, many students find the first semester difficult. So if your student rings you in the first semester and says, I'm feeling homesick, then I would be brave and say, stick it out the first semester. What I often hear from my own kids and from other people said, oh, I'm so glad I stuck it out. It took a period of adjustment because it's not high school. It's not like the 13th year of high school. It's collegiate level education, and there's a lot of students have to learn to plan their own schedule and turn up to class and schedule the homework, and for some that's a new challenge. So don't be overly parental in the first semester. If after that it continues, my son or daughter has not made friends, if you're in an institution where that's happening, then I think that questions I would have. I think the content of the classroom is important. So are you hearing things that are supporting your faith? Now, what I mean by that is we also need to challenge people. So in Scripture, for example, you know, there's different traditions in Scripture that see different passages appropriate. I think it's helpful for students to understand, oh, this Scripture has been seen in a number of different ways, for example, and we're enriched by seeing different interpretations. But we want that to be in a supportive environment where faith is valued and supported rather than undermined or deliberately pulled down. Get your son or daughter to bring some friends home. Invite them to your home. You get to meet some of your son or daughter's friends. And then if you're able to go and visit the campus while your son or daughter is there and you get to meet their friends, you get to see how they're living. So I was delightfully surprised when I visited my son at his school when I thought, wow, he keeps his dorm room a lot tidier than he kept his bedroom. That's wonderful. He's grown up, and he's continued to do that. And sometimes you're really pleasantly surprised at how grown up your own children have become.
Dr. Philby, I've really enjoyed interviewing you and talking about these great tips for moms and dads and potential university or college students. Dr. Philby is the president of Greenville University in Greenville, Illinois. If you'd like to contact him or learn more about Greenville, you can go to www.greenville.edu. I'm Judy Rudlick. This is Encounter.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.